and the night and the day, so we're officially wise about.
Now, two is it must be recognizable. So, for example, someone takes an ice cube out of a freezer and he puts it into his drink, and it dissolves in the drink, so you've got both conditions. It happens by itself, and it's not recognizable. As it dissolves, it's you can't see the signature. Makes no clear what color the ice cube is. Let's say you've got water and you've got an ice cube of red. Forget about sphere, let's forget about the color of sphere. The fact is that as it's dissolving, you can't see it dissolving. That's the criteria. That's why it's not a problem. Yeah, so there's no problem if it happens as it dissolves, it's, what do you call it? That's the problem. The Mechaber himself is Mekel just by itself, Memela, if it happens by itself. The Memor says, Lechatchila, see, it's right about 12 things. The Memor in Shin Yud Ches says that Lechatchila, one should have it not recognizable as well. So you should try and accommodate both shittas. That's the Memor in Shin Yud Ches. Let's see if it says Zion. It says Zion. Talking about an apanda, some pastry there, which you want to put near a hot place to melt, or be cooked already. So Ramah says there, yes, machmirin, some are machmir there, not to let it dissolve by itself because it's recognizable. But no gula hachmir, and the many gasi machmir, not to rely on happening it by itself. Meal, this is the important bit, meal, Ramah adds on that tzorich, when it's a necessity, yes, you can rely on the fact that melting by itself is okay. Now, I didn't mention this to you last time. There's another interesting machlokas over here, which I found a chiddush. And that is, Lamosh, can you take, let's say, a pint of milk out of the freezer and let it defrost in the room? Is that all right?
Yeah.
It should be a problem. L'chayra. Because what you're doing is you're dissolving it. It's not mixing into anything else. L'chayra, that's mamish the problem. But on that, so some say, it looks like a lot of possible say that the whole problem is only not in room temperature, where you put it somewhere where it's near, it's in a hot place. So you're making it, even though it's not mixed straight away, but you're doing something to help it. But taking something out into room temperature is not a problem. What?
It's bound to dissolve.
It's bound to dissolve. It's not direct action. You're not really doing anything, I know. I must say that
there are... A bowl of cold water to hurry it up.
What?
I could put it in a bowl of cold water to hurry it up, just to freeze.
That's much worse.
Yes.
That's worse. But they're talking about room temperatures. Now, I thought it was interesting. There might be quite a few possible makers on this, but the swan that we follow, the Orech HaShabbos is market. Let's see if we can find what this Orech HaShabbos is. I don't know where it was. Table of freezes at the bottom of the room temperature. So where's the Orech HaShabbos? Race class. He the Meister holds it's a problem. That is still called a problem. Yeah, I see he was coming to this brother sermon because he's going to allow you to waste a tzorich. But first of all, he spoke out. The local shesh was talking about tzorich shabbos. He's talking about his necessity, which we're going to come to brother Shem. Much like it's about kofa menit kovo lemon nifter kovo lemon nicham ba via chede at shav shiru. It's a special tzorich you have to do it. But without the normal tzorich, not tzorich shabbos, you should not do this either. You should not take out into room temperature. Room temperature is also a problem. Okay, then we spoke about last time also about pouring hot water onto coffee granules. So that was a big question. Is that called moiling? Is that called directly dissolving it? Is that called a direct action? Chara would thought it is. Looks like for some reason the poskim seem to say, many poskim seem to hold it's okay. Say we said Zocha v'shomir, Rav Falk holds that this is a problem. I should not do it this way. We should not pour hot water directly over coffee granules, because that's moiled. I'm going to say for some reason it's not moiled. I don't know why it's not called moiled. Okay, that's more or less what we said last time. Let's come to today's share about making ice cubes. The question is now, it's Friday night, and the Meister, I want to make some ice cubes for Shabbos.
You have to do that?
Oh, that's the question. Are you allowed to do that? So what would you say to Rabbi Isai?
Yes.
How can you do
them?
Serve God
with water. Not serve God. Let's serve God first of all. Let's talk about Stubborn, sorry. Are you allowed to take water and freeze it?
No.
Yes.
You can't. Why can't
you? You shouldn't be able to, you can.
Chayyur, you shouldn't be able to. It's the same as change from a liquid to a solid. A solid to a liquid, the same thing. It's happening in made, it's true, but the Ramah is machmi, yeah? Only if it's not recognizable. So the Chayyur should be a problem. Making ice cubes on Shabbos. Quite a few possible holidays. quite he was, I think, the Dome is Shoyim. Yeah, he's. So some poskim holds a problem, which is the way we're learning now, the choyer should be a problem. It should be a problem. I think Zohar the Shana also says that I said one shouldn't make it. I can't remember what he says. I think he says also, I think in the Oath of Shabbos, as far as I remember.
Shabbos says,
I think he says the problem to make it. My said they had a table, we're going to come to that table, yeah? Oh, here we are. Where's
your
base? Yes, Shabbat Shalom, happy man, Shabbat Shalom, Yontif, Emnitzrach, Emoish, Yontif. Well, let's come to this. So the Maestro, as we start off from the basics pasta should be a problem. Yes. Freezing it should be a problem. The Maestro will change from a liquid to a solid. That Lechaira is not so simple to do on Shabbat, so Lechaira should be awesome. That's what comes out. The Maestro, some poskim hold. That may be different state up here. That means that's clear from the Gemara. To take snow or ice and crush it into water, that's osa. The question, what about the other way around? To change from water to a solid. Is there any difference? Chol should be the same thing. So the some post wants to suggest that, for example, others want to suggest that maybe there is a difference. Maybe making from snow to water is a very choshev shinui, because that liquid now can be used for drinking or for washing. It's a major change. However, from a liquid to a solid is not such a major change. What can you do with it? It's not such a major thing. You made an ice cube, but it's not major. What can you do with that? So they tie in, maybe that's not so choshev, and therefore maybe that was no kazeres chazal to make that. Very too sorrow. I mean, to take from snow or ice and crush it and make it to water, that's a major tikkun. It's a major tikkun, and therefore that's what the Chazal asked, as moilit. But to go the other way around from a liquid to a solid, maybe it's not such a major tikkun.
Yeah,
you're right. It's interesting. It's an interesting forum. I must say, it's an interesting forum. Yeah. But I say it has to be a moilit which is done so to achieve something. They're tiny.
You made it to a solid.
Yeah, that's not. It's not doing a lot. It doesn't really do much. It's not much of a use. What's an ice cube? You haven't done, not much of a use. Say a cold drink. That's the only use it's got. That's one swara. The other swara was as well. The other kiddush also is that making an ice block, an ice cube, is not so choshuv. If you leave it in the room, it's going to dissolve after a while. So it's not really downside of the kiyuma. When a person changes from a solid to a liquid, say it's ice cube, makes it into water, that water stays. That's a chosh of a thing. So they tie in, maybe that this gazeh wasn't still in such a case.
Soup, it's frozen.
What, frozen soup?
Freeze your soup right now.
Oh, so we'll come to that. So that's the same shayla.
Is that worse or better?
That is changing from a liquid to a solid.
That's crap.
What? What we're talking about, here from from a solid to a liquid.
Water to an ice.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about now. So we're saying maybe that's not so kosher. Maybe it's not so kosher to do that. Same thing, problem. Can you put something in the freezer? That's a Tanay Shia, yeah? So, from a solid to a liquid is a major chashivas. From a liquid to a solid is not such a chashivas, and therefore maybe that is allowed. That's what some people want to tie that. So let's come on to the thing, huh? However, the apostles say quite clearly that when there's a tzoruch, an esat tzoruch, then you can make. Now, what's called an esat tzoruch? So let's say, for example, let's take the case of your house now. Someone's got soup which has been left over on Friday night. Right? Now, you can put it in the fridge, but you're scared it's going to go off. If it needs it, let's say, or let's say it hasn't got enough room in the fridge. So in such a case there, that's called an esat tzoruch, but it's allowed to put it in the freezer.
Is it better to wait till
the
Shabbos, or can you do it
like that?
I've got space in the fridge.
I'm saying, if the Eitz HaTzorah, if the Ramazan make an Eitz HaTzorah, so the Chatkele one shouldn't do this, the Chatkele one should not do this. The chatchila, one should not do this. One should not change, unless you're going to attain that liquid to a solid better. In fact, there's two points over here. One is that a liquid to a solid, maybe it's not so choshev. So according to that, because there was never on a liquid to a solid. So making ice cubes, they hold, is no problem. The mice, the Urkashatu we follow, and there are many possible we follow, they hold, you can only do lace of tzorich. They're going with the Ramah, that is a problem both ways. And one can only be lenient in this opinion in a case of lace of tzorich. So what's lace of tzorich? Lace of tzorich is, for example, I wrote a few examples over here. Let's say, for example, let's say someone's got no room in his fridge. That the chayes eis atzurich. There's no problem about chana in such a case because he's doing it for a purpose. He's got a reason why he's doing it. Another case I wrote over here was, let's say, for example, someone's got some visitors coming on Shabbos morning. It's a hot day, and he wants to have some ice cream for them. He wants to make a nice mechumadik drink for them to have nice and cold drinks. Or a chayle, let's say a chayle, what's a chayle need? He needs cold drinks. A chayle needs, he wants to refresh himself. He wants to have a cold drink. So in such a case, there's the tzurich. One could make the ice cubes on Shabbos for them. So whenever it's a tzorach, one's allowed to. Someone said to me yesterday, it was an interesting Shabbos. He's right. Someone wants to go for a walk in Bnei Brak, boiling, boiling hot. So he plans to go for a walk at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he wants to know, can he put some ice pops in the freezer at 10 o'clock in the morning, so that when he's walking on his way, the tzorach can refresh himself? It's a tzorach. It's a very hot day. Yeah. Nice. A person wants to refresh himself. The tzorach should be okay. What? I don't think it's a chonah because you're doing it to stop it getting ruined. That's not a shadow of a chonah. That's called a tzorich. I think that's what to do. I would thought that's what to do. I'm just trying to think what else you have. Huh? I said someone else told me, I also answered your question. Similar side, I might say. This person makes wine, and he makes wine for the half a year. So he puts it in bags for every Shabbos. The Meister, Friday night, took out one bag. The Meister, Friday afternoon, took out one bag of wine for Shabbos. He came to make his on Friday night. That wine was no good. So you want to know, can you take another bag out of the freezer now to use for, let's say, Kiddush Shabbos morning? He's not going to do that. That's not so. He's got no other wine. That's his wine he uses. He's got no other wine. He wants to use that wine. Oh, it's the same, huh?
So that's less from solid and liquid.
Yeah, but Leith of both ways are mutter. Both ways are mutter. Both ways are mutter. Leith of Tzorich, both ways are mutter. Yeah, it's a good point what he says. Leith of Tzorich, it works both ways, freezing and defrosting. So, for example, that's my case. If someone wants to take, someone wants to have.
You're quick in the process of taking it out, as we say.
Let's have a mailer. You can rely on this fat animator. Let's take an example. Let's say, for example, frozen milk. Let's say someone now needs frozen milk. He needs for his coffee shelf morning, and he holds that room temperature is a problem. That will be a problem, maybe. But here's the it's a turnoff. You need milk for tomorrow morning, so you can take it out. Yes, it works both ways. It's right. Yeah, that's a point.
Near a hot plate without getting a bit quicker.
That's could be that okay. I'm not sure. I don't know. If it's not, you have to be careful. Obviously, yeah. But I'm saying besides that, it should be a bit warmer. I don't know if that's called. Master Muhammad likes to put it in the sun. Not sure. I don't know. See here, Rabbi says the main condition of it is that when it's a tzorach, a person is actually makel and he's allowed to take it out as it happens by itself. You shouldn't stir it. You shouldn't do anything like that. Remember, allowed to help it, let it dissolve by itself is mutter, even though it's not. Mixed with something else. That's the thing. That's what the way that is it. that's no shy at all. That's possible to everyone. If before Shabbos, the minute before Shabbos, someone puts ice cubes in the freezer, it's going to freeze up over Shabbos. No shy. That's zichar mutter to everyone. No problem. Huh? What? Yeah, zichar. No, even on the tzorach. That means this ice cube. Everyone shouldn't go home now and say, all right, this Shabbos I'm making ice cubes. It's only for tzorach. It's a very hot day, for example, and you need to cool down. That's all right. I'm saying, just to go stomach through and make ice cubes on Shabbos is wrong. The chayyim
couldn't use it.
The Ramah read out to you is only makele with this condition of it had by itself. The Eisav Tzorich. The Lashon is, B'mokum Tzorich Yesh Lisvoich. That means the Chatchila one shouldn't do this. Yeah, the Chatchila, the Ramah says, it has to be mixed into something else.
Shlomo Zalman says that as well.
Possibly, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like. The only thing is, ice cubes, making ice cubes might be different. From water to frozen might be more
crispy.
So that's the shy. There's something more maker with that way. But I'm just saying, it's a very interesting thing here, yeah? This is only a heter l'chol le'esav tzorich. When it's not happening in Remeina, when it happens in Remeina, it's only a heter l'esav tzorich when a person needs to. Otherwise, one shouldn't do this. Then the shy is also now, what about... So that's also no shy. Defrosting colors, for example... That's no shy, don't do it moid it. You're not changing from a solid to a liquid. It's true. The challah gets softer. But that's nothing. That's not called moiling. Moiling is changing from a solid to a liquid or liquid to a solid. Just to, what do you call it? Just to change from something which was rock hard, a challah, and you change it now to become soft, that's no problem at all.
Can liver out as well.
What?
Right,
I think
it's
morning,
it's the same
thing. Yeah, it's all the same. All solids is no problem at all. Any solids is no problem defrosting, even if it becomes softer. Fish balls, challah, that is okay. Soup, you might have a shiloh, but soup is a hard thing and it comes to a liquid. That's a shiloh. But generally speaking, all the food items that we're talking about, the chora, are not problematic.
Why is that different than milk?
What?
Why is that different than milk?
Not the same problem. Unless the chorach. Unless you say you've got no other milk, let's say you've got a problem. Yeah. That's the thing. So, challahs, all those things are okay. Now, what about putting ice in? Say someone's got a very hot tea. It's a funny guy, this guy over here. He wants to put an ice cube in to cool it down.
Ice tea.
He wants to put an ice cube into the tea to cool it down.
Why not?
So here's the interesting side here. So first of all, the mice, you've got two conditions. When you put the ice cube into the tea, it dissolves, but you're not doing anything. It happens by itself. It's hot water which makes it dissolve. And it's not recognisable because it's mixing straight away with the tea. So the chora, that is okay to do. But you have to be careful, obviously. The ice cubes have not been cooked before.
No, it's fine.
First of all, I'm not so sure you're right. Why are you saying that?
Water
in a cage of shade. First of all, I hope you said you couldn't put tea bag of tea granules in a cage of rishon. It's not very really likely to do it. I'm not sure if it's already been cooked, yeah? The mice are normally, you make a tea or a coffee, wherever it is, normally it's in a cage of shady. That's most people. I mean, you're not going to have less than a cage of shady. Yeah? Now, the halacha is that water does not get cooked in a keli sheni. It's one of the few things that don't get cooked in a keli sheni. So a person could take cold water from the tap. Someone's got a boiling hot tea, for example, in a keli sheni, let's say. Someone took one to the urn, and he filled it out with boiling hot water. So he makes a rosh, happening to vor it. Oh, it's very hot. He can't sip it. So he goes to the tap, and wants to put some cold water in it. He's allowed to. Because even though it's a keli sheni, and most things get cooked in the keli sheni, anything which hasn't been cooked normally must not put in the keli sheni, water is one of the exceptions. So you can put water into a keli sheni. So who I did here with this ice cube over here, which is water, that's become firm, that is mud to put in a keli sheni. But you may not put in a keli rishon, and you may not pour boiling water from a keli rishon over it, yeah? But in a keli sheni itself is mutter, and a chora, it's not a problem of moiling, because I'll say, it happens by itself, and it mixes straight away with the other thing, and therefore, that is mutter to do. You are allowed to put ice cubes in.
Let's say you're a cup, which has been got water inside, cold water, use the matka to make sure to dry before you put hot water in it. If there's no bishul, can it change?
Because my friend, there's a difference. Let's say you wash a cup out of water, cold water. You go to the urn and you pour hot water on that water, it's irrigated rishon. That's much worse.
Ah.
Alright, we'll stop there. That's much worse.
There's no marik?
Not
10 o'clock.